This is the Sakarmuli of 11th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, become the Father's helpers in changing this iron-aged mountain into the golden-aged one. Make effort to reserve a first-class seat in the new world. Question. What is the Father's duty? In order to fulfill which duty does the Father have to come at the confluence age? Answer. The Father's duty is to make ill and unhappy children happy and well again. He has to remove them from the trap of Maya and give them plenty of happiness. The Father fulfills this duty at the confluence age. Baba says, I have come to cure all the illnesses of all of you. I have come to have mercy on everyone. All of you should now make effort and make your fortune elevated for yourselves for 21 births. Song. No one is as unique as the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. The innocent Lord, God Shiva, speaks through the lotus lips of Brahma. The Father says, this is the human world tree of the various religions. I explain to you children the secrets of this kalpa tree, that is, I tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Shiv Baba is also praised in the Gita. Shiv Baba's birth takes place here. The Father says, I have come in Bharat. Because Sri Krishna's name was put in the Gita, people don't know when Shiv Baba came. There is no question of his coming in the Copper Age. The Father explains, children, I also came here 5,000 years ago and gave you this knowledge. Everyone can understand from this picture of the tree. Look at the tree very carefully. There definitely used to be the kingdom of deities in the Golden Age. And then there was the kingdom of Rama and Sita in the Silver Age. Baba tells you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end. Children ask, Baba, when did we become trapped in Maya's trap? Baba says, in the Copper Age. Then the different religions began to come number-wise. By calculating the time, you can understand when you will come again in this world. Shiv Baba says, I have come after 5,000 years. I have to come at the confluence age to fulfill my duty. All the human beings of the world in general, and the people of Bharat in particular, are very unhappy now. According to the drama, I make Bharat happy. The Father's duty is to provide medicine for his sick children. You have a very severe illness. These five vices are the root cause of all illnesses. Children ask when they began. They began in the Copper Age. You have to explain about Ravan. No one is able to see Ravan. He is understood with the intellect. The Father is also understood with the intellect. Souls have their minds and intellects within them. You souls understand that that is our Father, the Supreme Soul. It is souls that experience happiness and sorrow, and souls that are influenced by things. Souls experience sorrow when they are in their bodies. They don't say, "Don't make me, the Supreme Soul, unhappy." The Father explains, "I too have a part to play. Cycle after cycle, I play my part at the confluence age. The children whom I sent to the land of happiness are the ones who have become unhappy, and this is why, according to the drama, I have to come. However, I do not incarnate in a fish or a crocodile." They say that Parasurama, Rama with an axe, killed warriors with his axe. All of those things are tall stories. The Father now says, "Remember me." These two are Jagadamba and Jagadpita. People speak of the mother or father country. The people of Bharat remember this and say, "You are the mother and father. Through God's mercy, we definitely receive limitless happiness." However, it then depends on each one's efforts. When some people go to watch a movie, they reserve first-class seats. The Father says, "It's up to you whether you reserve a Sun Dynasty seat or a Moon Dynasty seat. Whatever effort you make, you will be able to claim a status accordingly. The Father has come to cure all your illnesses. Ravan has made everyone very unhappy. No human being can grant liberation or salvation to any human being. This is now the end of the Iron Age. When gurus die, they have to take rebirth here again. Therefore, how could they grant salvation to anyone? Can all of those countless gurus come together and purify the impure world?" They speak about the Govardhan Mountain. "You mothers are now changing this iron-aged mountain into the golden-aged one." People also worship the Govardhan Mountain. That is the worship of elements. Sannyasis remember Brahm, that is, they remember the element. They believe that that element is the Supreme Soul. They believe that Brahm is God. The Father says, that is their imagination. Souls reside in their oval form in Brahmand, in the Brahm element. The incorporeal tree has also been shown. All souls have to reside in their own sections. The foundation of this tree is the Sun and Moon Dynasty clans of Bharat. After that, expansion takes place. There are four main religions, and you can calculate exactly when each one came. For example, Guru Nanak came 500 years ago. It isn't that the Sikhs play their parts for 84 births. The Father says, only you Brahmins, who are all-rounders, take 84 births. Baba has explained that you are the ones who have all-round parts. You become Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants, and shudras. Those who first become deities are the ones who go around the whole cycle. The Father says, you have been listening to many Vedas and scriptures. Now listen to this and then judge whether the scriptures are right, whether the gurus are right, or whether what the Father tells you is right. The Father is called the truth. I tell you the truth through which the age of truth the Golden Age is created. From the Copper Age onwards, you have been listening to falsehood, and so this world has become hell. The Father says, I am your servant. You have been singing on the path of devotion. I am a servant. I am your servant. I have now come to serve you, children. The Father is remembered as the incorporeal one and the egoless one. Therefore, the Father says, my duty is to make you children constantly happy. There is a song that says, God reveals his game of coming and going. There is no question of beating drums, etc. However, that one does tell you all the news of the beginning, the middle, and the end. The Father says, children, you are all actors. It is at this time that I become Karan Karavanhar. I carry out establishment through this one, Brahma. The things that are mentioned in the Gita are not true. All of those things are now taking place in a practical way. I am teaching you children this easy knowledge and easy yoga. I inspire you to have yoga. I have been called the one who inspires yoga, the one who fills your aprons, the one who cures all illness. Baba also explains the accurate meaning of the Gita. I teach you yoga, but I also teach you how to teach others yoga. You children study yoga and you then also teach yoga to others. They say, you are the one who ignites our lights with yoga. By your listening to such songs at home, all of this knowledge will turn around in your intellects. By having remembrance of the Father, the intoxication of your inheritance will rise. Your mouth is not sweetened by you simply saying, Supreme Soul or God. To say Baba also implies the inheritance. You children are now listening to this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end, and you then relate it to others. This is called blowing the conch shell. You children don't have to hold any books, etc. You simply have to imbibe these things. You are the true spiritual Brahmins, the children of the spiritual Father. Bharat becomes heaven through the true Gita. The scripture writers simply sat and made up stories. All of you are Parvatis. I am relating the story of immortality to you. All of you are Draupadis. No one is stripped there. People ask, in that case, how can children be born there? Tell them, since they are viceless there, how can there be any question of vice? You aren't able to understand how children will be born through the power of yoga. You keep arguing. Those things are written in the scriptures. That is a completely viceless world, whereas this is a vicious world. I know that, according to the drama, Maya will make you unhappy again. Cycle after cycle, I come to fulfill my duty. Baba knows that everyone from the previous cycle, those who have been lost for a long time, will return and claim the inheritance again. They show signs of it. This is that same Mahabharat war. you do have to make effort to change into deities, which means the masters of heaven again. There is no question of a physical war in this. There was never any battle between the devils and the deities. There is no Maya to make you fight. For half a cycle, no one will fight, nor will there be any illness, peacelessness, or sorrow. There is constant happiness there. It is constantly spring there. There are no hospitals there, but there are schools for studying. Each one of you is claiming the inheritance here. When people are given an education, they are able to stand on their own 2 feet. There is also a story about this. A father asked his daughter whose fortune she was eating from, and she replied that she was eating from her own fortune. However, that was a limited fortune, whereas you are now making your fortune unlimited. You are now making such a fortune for yourselves that you experience your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. That is your inheritance of unlimited happiness. You children now understand the contrast very clearly. Bharat used to be very happy. What has Bharat become like now? Those who experienced their fortune of the kingdom in the previous cycle will be the ones who claim it again. However, you shouldn't say that whatever is in the drama is what you will receive again. Otherwise, you would die of hunger. You have to understand the secrets of the drama accurately. Some scriptures say that the duration of each cycle is one thing, and others say something else. There are so many different ideas. Some people say that they are constantly happy anyway. When they are asked whether they ever fall ill, they reply that it is the body that experiences illness, that the soul is immune to infection. However, when you are hurt, it is the soul that experiences pain. These things have to be understood very clearly. This is a school in which there is only the one teacher who teaches you. This knowledge is the same for all of you, and you also have the same aim and objective, which is that of changing from a human being into Narayan. Those who fail will become part of the Moon Dynasty. When the deities existed, the warriors didn't exist. When the warriors existed, the merchants didn't exist. And the Shudras didn't exist at the same time as the merchants. These are things that have to be understood. It is very easy for you mothers. There is only the one examination. Don't think, how can those who come late study? New ones are very quickly going ahead. This is happening in a practical way. Maya, Ravan, has no form. You can say that someone has an evil spirit of lust, but Ravan doesn't have a body or a form. Acha, the saccharin, sweet essence of everything, is Manman above. Baba says, remember me. Then your sins will be absolved in this fire of yoga. The Father comes as your guide. Baba says, children, I come in person to teach you. Cycle after cycle, I come to fulfill my duty. The Parlokic Father says, I have come to fulfill my duty. with the help of your children. You will receive a status only when you give your help. I am such a great father. I create such a huge sacrificial fire. All of you Brahmins, you mouth-born children of Brahma, are brothers and sisters. When you remain in the consciousness of being brothers and sisters, you can transform your vision of husbands and wives. The father says, "Don't defame the name of this Brahmin clan. There are ways that you can remain pure. People say that it is impossible to live together and not ignite the fire." Baba says, "For as long as you keep the sword of this knowledge in between you, that fire will not ignite. However, only when both of you remain man above, only when both of you keep remembering Shiv Baba, and only when you consider yourselves to be Brahmins, can that happen. It is because people don't understand these things that they create an upheaval. You then have to endure defamation. No one would defame Sri Krishna. If Sri Krishna were to come now, people from abroad, etc., would come rushing here in aeroplanes. There would be a huge crowd. Who knows what would happen in Bharat? Acha, today is the day of offering bhog. This home is your father's home. That home is your in-law's home. And the meeting takes place at the confluence age. Some people think this is magic. Baba has explained what visions are and how people receive visions on the path of devotion. You must not allow your intellects to develop any doubt about this. This is your custom and system. This is Shiv Baba's treasure store, and so offer bhog to him in remembrance of him. It is good to stay in yoga. You will have remembrance of Baba. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Consider yourselves to be the mouth-born children of Brahma and become true, pure Brahmins. Never defame the name of this Brahmin clan. 2. Be as incorporeal and egoless as the father and fulfill your duty. Remain engaged in doing spiritual service. Blessing. May you be a completely enlightened soul who finishes Maya's power with your power of love. To be merged in love is to have full knowledge. Love is a blessing of Brahmin life. At the confluence age, the ocean of love gives you platefuls of diamonds and pearls, and so you become filled with love. A situation like a mountain is transformed and becomes as light as water with the power of love. No matter how fearsome or royal any form of Maya takes to oppose you is, become merged in the ocean of love in a second, and Maya's power will then be finished by your power of love. Slogan. Those who constantly cooperate with the Father in his task, with their bodies, minds and wealth, and with their thoughts, words and actions, are yogis. Om Shanti.